Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, last week you mentioned that prices could get volatile, and that turned out to be true.
Yes, and they got volatile much sooner than I anticipated. We talked about over the holiday season that the volume is down, and not a whole lot going on in the markets normally. So a small move or a small purchase or a small sale will cause prices to move forward. We got a 63 cent price move in the wheat market in 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. Prices fell from $8.47 down to $7.84. Now the volatility in wheat pulled corn prices down about 20 cents, soybeans down around 40 cents. Good volatility, not good volatility, but a less than a 10% price move there. And so, yes, we got volatility, and I think it'll continue through the first of the year.
What do you think is behind this, and why are we seeing these price shifts?
Well, the market was talking about what caused that 63 cent price move in wheat. Australia came out, they've been getting rain on the crop, they're talking about their qualities deteriorating a little bit. There's been some speculation that their yields may go down. Australia raised their production estimate, and I think that had a big impact. Also, I think the world's realizing that world wheat stocks are down from the last couple years. However, there's still adequate wheat in the market to meet our needs.
What other kind of market factors are you keeping an eye on?
Well, U.S. wheat stocks are tight. You go back 3 or 4 years, we had over 1 billion bushels of wheat ending stocks. We're down below 600 million bushels right now. Hard red winter wheat ending stocks really tight. So wheat stocks in the U.S. are tight, and they're going to remain tight until we get into next harvest, because right now we're finishing up Australia and Argentina's crops. They'll be through it by the end of December. And then the next exportable wheat to come on the market at harvest is the U.S. wheat crop. So there's not much out there that can change our supply situation between now and June of next year. However, demand can cause these prices to move dramatically, and that's what we saw this last week.
And what concerns do you have about prices?
Well, one of the concerns I have is that we've had record wheat production the last 2 years, and this year is a little higher than last year, so it's a new record, but it's barely higher. But consumption is higher than our record wheat production. And the question is why? And that increase in consumption coincides with COVID. So is our increased use, our increased consumption because we're hoarding flour? And if you hoard flour and put it on the shelf at the house, that's going to go down as used wheat, but it's not used up. And so if things settle down, or as we get our supply in our homes where we want it, then demand's going to go down, and that's going to have a negative impact on wheat. And then when the COVID situation gets normal, then we're going to use up that we got on the shelf, and demand will go anymore. So what concerns me is changes in demand, not necessarily changes in supply.
And it affects a lot of other things too. We're isolating wheat here, but this is a big concern.
Wheat is tied with corn, beans, the other commodities. They're tied together to a certain degree, and there's hoarding going on in all commodities, and including in the meats.
Okay. Great perspective, Kim. Thank you for helping us sort all this out, and we'll see you again next week.